My name is Will.
My name is Nora.
And we're going to talk about the story of Samson. Woohoo! So, before we do like Samson thing, you heard us talk about the coronavirus in our last episode, right? So you know much about what happened. So yeah, we're ready to make a new episode. It's going to be all about Samson. Have anything to say before we start the episode, Nora?
Not really.
All right, I think we should start.
The story of Samson comes from the book of Judges in chapter 13 to 16. We'll just give you the highlights.
Before Samson was born, his parents didn't have any other kids. One day, an angel of the Lord appeared to his future mom and said, "Even though you have been unable to have children, you'll soon give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut. For he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from the moment of his birth until the day of his death." That's called the Nazarite vow. The baby was born, his mom named him Samson. And the Lord blessed him as he grew up. He became one of the strongest men in the world.
One time, Samson was attacked by a lion. That would have been a sad day for all of us. But Samson was filled with the power of God, and he killed the lion with his bare hands. So yeah, pretty strong.
Samson was married, but then his wife's dad took her from Samson and gave her to another guy to be married, which is pretty weird. Well, Samson lost it. He caught 300 foxes, tied their tails together, put a flaming torch between them, and released them into the Philistines' grain fields to destroy all their crops. Samson had a bit of an anger problem.
The Philistines weren't too happy. They wanted revenge. He was captured and tied up, and the Philistines came charging at him with swords. But then the power of God came upon Samson, and he broke the rope super easily. Then he found a jawbone of a donkey on the ground and used it as a dagger to fight 1,000 Philistines.
Crazy life already, right? It gets crazier. But first, we want to tell you about one of our sponsors.
So, after having a brief relationship with some random woman, Samson fell in love with another woman, this one named Delilah. It seemed like he really did love her.
Then, five rulers of the Philistine nation got together to make a plan to get Delilah to figure out the secret to Samson's strength so that they could figure out how to defeat him. They said they would give her 1,100 pieces of silver to help them. That's a lot of money.
Do you remember what the angel of the Lord told Samson's mom? That his hair must never be cut. Samson's hair is the visible symbol of the commitment which God made to Samson. That hair being cut would be a symbol of the vow being broken.
So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound that one could subdue you." You have to wonder why Samson even got her an answer at all here instead of maybe saying, "Why do you want to know?" Right?
Samson gave her an answer, but it wasn't the real secret. So she told the Philistines, and they tried to capture Samson. But he woke up and beat them up.
She asked him two more times, and he told her wrong answers each time. And each time, he would easily break free when people tried to capture him.
So Delilah asked him one more time and made him feel really bad for lying to her. Samson probably shouldn't have followed the three strikes and you're out rule, but instead, he told her the real secret.
Delilah told the secret to the Philistine rulers, and they came and cut Samson's hair while he was sleeping. Uh-oh, that's not good. This time, they were able to capture Samson because his power had left him. I'm so weak.
The Philistine kings grabbed him and done something horrible. They poked out his eyes, tied him with chains, and dragged him away. They put him to work turning a giant stone wheel. Day after day, Samson turned the big wheel. He had become a suffering servant. But then his hair started to grow back.
One day, the Philistine leaders were having a great victory celebration when they decided to bring Samson in so they could have some fun laughing at him. That's too mean. They made Samson stand by the huge columns of the temple that they were celebrating. No one noticed that Samson's hair had grown back.
As they were laughing, making fun of Samson and his God, Samson was quietly praying, "Lord God, please remember me. Strengthen me, God, just once more, with one active vengeance. Let me pay back the Philistines for my two eyes." Samson knew that his strength really came from God, not his hair.
Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple and the rulers and all the people in it. God gave him the strength to kill more enemies when he died than while he lived.
Well, that's a crazy story. We'll talk about it a little more, but first, let's take a break for catechism time! Rose, what is sanctification?
It is God's making sinners holy in heart and conduct.
Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says, "We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin."
Now back to the show.
And we're back!
Yep.
What do you think about this Samson story thing, Nora?
Weird, cool, and awesome.
I think it's kind of disgusting. Because, I mean, a donkey jawbone and its eyes plucked out? Yeah, I don't want to see that. Well, here's something to think about. The story of Samson, and really the whole book of Judges, is what is called a historical narrative. That means that is telling us something that happened. It isn't really telling us to do something or not to do something. It is telling us what God was doing with this covenant people.
But do you know what's cool? Because we know the whole story of the Bible, we can also look back at Samson to see how it was getting us ready for Jesus.
Think about this. An angel of the Lord told Samson's parents that he would be born and be special. He is set up to be a savior of Israel. He's betrayed by somebody that he loves by a kiss in exchange for payment of silver. He gets arrested and made fun of and ultimately dies with his arms outstretched. But in his death, he has an even greater victory than in his life.
Well, that sounds familiar. That sounds very similar to Jesus, with one major difference. Samson wasn't good enough.
God raised up a man to be a deliverer, but he fails. He's sinful. Doesn't perfectly obey the commands of God. He is not the one who is going to completely push back death and completely push back sin, Satan. Only Jesus was able to be the perfect savior. Dun dun dun! Alright, that story I think was really awesome. I still don't know which podcast episode is better, but in my opinion, I think this one is the best one. Yeah. What do you think your favorite podcast episode was, other than this one?
I don't know.
I think it was our last episode about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. I think that was my favorite one other than this. So yeah. What do you think your favorite is? Do you have it now?
Mine would be the same thing, conversion of Saul.
Always you and the same thing. Well, I think we should stop this and make a new episode sometime. So, goodbye from Will!
And goodbye from Nora!
Yep, bye y'all! See ya!
Bye!